have an idea that we'd like to talk to you about. It's going to be online any second. This is going to be news.
Who should we send it to first?
Just a couple of people. The question is, who are they going to send it to?
The site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
1,000. 22,000.
They don't want you. They want your idea.
We don't know what it can be. We don't know what it will be. We know that it is cool.
Let's sue him in federal court.
If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
Is there anything that you need to tell me?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and what you write as a check.
Mark!
Your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
Do I have your full attention?
No.
Welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I figured after the debacle that happened, Jason Almey, and he talked about it on the Shit Happens When You Party Naked podcast. So I figured let's talk about The Social Network, because Mark Zuckerberg's getting a little too crazy for his own mind. And yeah, we all use the metaverse. My God, what the fuck? I prefer Instagram. I think with Facebook, everyone's on there. Your grandmother's on there. Your aunt is on there. Your teacher is on there. And so Facebook has just become this big fuckhole. Okay. And after what Jason talked about, being flagged, when he made that comment about Gladys Knight. And he got flagged, and so I figured, hey, let's go after Mark Zuckerberg, or as you get zucked when you play copyrighted music or you go live. And at first, Facebook was an interesting... I mean, first there was MySpace. Remember that? And here we are. Here we are in 2022. Facebook, you think of the 2016 election and influencers and hate groups, and we're experiencing this right now. You have the migrants who were sent out of state by Ron DeSantis, and people are joking about it on Facebook. But you can't report them, because if you try to report them, it'll come back and say, "Well, we don't see a problem. If this doesn't go against our standards." So racism and sexism and all kinds of bullshit really don't fall into those standards that, and Jason had a good point about that, trying to contest, because I didn't report him. It was like Facebook just saw, that he's quoting that Gladys Knight song from the James Bond film. And Jason is a James Bond aficionado, we've discussed that many times on his show. But yeah, I mean, what can I say about Zuckerberg? What can I say? I mean, it's obvious that, I think when you look at him, there's no kind of social anything to him. Here he's created this billion-dollar social media network that I use for business to promote this podcast, to stay in contact with friends and family that I don't see very often. But then at the same time, you have people who are posting really horrendous things about politicians, about ethnic groups, and about women, and about abortion, and they're going from there, and they're standing on their soapbox. And so that 2010 movie, directed by Mr. David Fincher, Jesse Eisenberg plays Mark Zuckerberg, and he plays him to a T, because Zuckerberg, it's almost like he's emotionless. He's dead behind the eyes. If you've ever seen the interviews of him on Capitol Hill, you'll see. And then you've got, I don't know why Justin Timberlake is in that movie, to be honest with you. And then you've got Rooney Mara. Rooney Mara, who plays his girlfriend, and then he breaks up with her, or she breaks up with him. A year later, she was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American version, directed by David Fincher. The only thing that I could say about The Social Network that I enjoyed about it was the soundtrack. The score, done by Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor, won them an Oscar. But the film itself, and then you've got Armie Hammer, who's playing twins, the Winklevoss twins. We know what happened to Armie Hammer. So all of the people who are connected to this movie are either in obscurity or they've been canceled. That's the other thing, is this canceling, you know, cancel culture. And there's a really great album out by the band Behemoth that I really, really enjoy. And I'm noticing even on social media, they're getting all these bad reviews. And yet I want to give a shout out to my friend Tony. We love the album, and many people love the album. So that's the other thing, is that people go and they try, I think they try to ruin it for everybody. And what is the name of this album? I mean, I would give it a perfect review. Behemoth albums are like novels, okay? And you have to dig into them. Okay, here we go.
Ops Contra Nafram.
Ops Contra Nafram. I mean, when Behemoth does it, they do it with sincerity, and they do it with Satan, you know what I mean? And maybe that's what Facebook needs, is more Satan, like rock and roll. But it's not going to fly, and it's not going to go that way, and it's forever bogged in bullshit. And, oh my God, this film, though. Social, being social. You know what? We're going to flip the script, and we're going to talk about someone who is very social and his presence on social media, Nurgle of Behemoth.
They're amazing, you know, like great musicians. Everything sounds beautiful. And
put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesars for the Fanzaroni pepperoni, with over 100 crispy all-world pepperoni and cheese.
And all those covers, and everyone is being so artsy. But nothing fucking stays here. So either I'm dead to that new thing, new black metal thing, and or I don't know. I mean, where's songs? You know. So when you put Immortal, Mayhem, even the Blasphemy, it was all about songs, verse, chorus, AC/DC formula. Where is that? It's no more. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just not getting that modern stuff. Like most of it, I'm not getting. Yesterday, I managed to catch a few songs from Gales Wirth, and I was actually very touched, and that was really moving. First, I really liked the records, and I saw it live, and I was like, holy shit, that's serious. That's very meaningful, okay? Yeah. So I have it with me. And there's a few other bands that are, I'm thinking, are sticking out, are standing out among this wave of, again, my opinion, mediocrity. So this is Bulazer, this is Deathspell Omega, and a few more bands that just do something different, you know? But back then, again, back to Norwegian fields, every band, and there were numerous, and all of them were fucking so influential, every band would sound completely different from one.
And so Nurgle of Behemoth has a good point. Being different. And if you look at Facebook, you look at the platform, everyone is the same. Oh, you have to abide by these rules. It's like something out of Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. You know, all in all, you're just another brick in the wall. Now, I wanted to play Behemoth, or Nurgle's interview, because all these reviewers are going after him. Well, they're not really reviewers. They're people who have social media shows. YouTube, is YouTube owned by Meta? I don't know. Just think of it. A year ago this October is when we were introduced to the metaverse. It's like, okay, why did you name it that? And we know it's Facebook, but it's bullshit. And so I want to personally apologize to Jason Almey for going through that. And if we could get a hold of Gladys Knight and there would be a ceremony, you know, and she would sing that famous James Bond theme that I can't play, but Jason can. Maybe I should go to Patreon. But, you know, thankfully Anchor and Spotify are not owned by the metaverse. So we're in the clear. We're in the clear right there. And so, unfortunately, that part of the episode went to shit. I think because Mark Zuckerberg could hear me. And so, personally, I want to extend an apology to Jason Ami. Shit happens when you party naked. And this would have never happened under the guise of MySpace. Remember that? And I'm sure he remembers that, too, because you could play music on MySpace. Couldn't on Facebook. Think about that. Now, as for the Social Network film itself, well, it proves a few things. Mark Zuckerberg is dead behind the eyes. He has no emotion. The film was interesting. Why Justin Timberlake was in it, I don't know. My cousin would probably kill me for that because she loves him. Andrew Garfield plays a very pivotal character in the whole social media, metaverse, Facebook, whatever you want to call it. But really to say that when it comes to social media, everyone has opinions, just like assholes. Everyone has an asshole. Think about that. And so, as I said before, Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, I want to apologize to Jason Almy because what they did to him was wrong. And go watch more James Bond films. Listen to more Gladys Knight. Unpleasant dreams. Thank you.